This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna.
Well, we're certainly celebrating a truly historic sporting moment for the first time ever. Bafana Bafana have progressed beyond the group stages of a FIFA World Cup, securing their place in the knockout rounds with a hard-fought 1-0 victory over South Korea. It was Tapela Moseko's second-half strike that made the difference, but this achievement is about far more than a single goal. Let's just contemplate. It's the culmination of years of rebuilding under coach Hugo Bruce and a moment that many of us, well, many football fans, South African football fans, thought they might never see. Good afternoon, Michael, says Bianca. Sincere congratulations to Bafana Bafana. Exciting stuff to hear from Mr. Louis Karpus today. And that's who I am welcoming to the show today. One of our country's rather most respected sports journalist, radio presenter, and podcast host. Louis, welcome back. And it's great to be chatting to you on the Afternoon Brief. Sure brings back good memories.
As always, Michael, lovely to chat to you. Yes, let me just go back to your introduction about being an historic day. I think if you weren't listening this morning to my morning sports program, let me remind you that the 24th of June, 1995, was the self-same day that South Africa won the Rugby World Cup.
Wow.
Which, of course, is the self-same day that the soccer team yesterday in America, or in Mexico, bearing in mind it was the early hours of this morning, but
correct,
the date will still say the 24th of June, 2026, where they have quite rightly qualified for the next round of the World Cup. And the best part about all of this, Michael, is that even though a tumultuous mess when you think of what happened with the yellow card scenario, the 3 points that were docked for the playing a suspended player, the 3 goals that were taken away from South Africa, the visa issues, the aeroplane tickets, leaving late, not getting to their venue ahead of time, the game that they were supposed to have postponed before the tournament started in the warm-up, then, of course, the pressure of playing in the opening game against Mexico. And remarkable how Hugo Bruce and his Chargers have done to get to where they are, as well as the fact that we have to say thank you to Gianni Infantino for expanding this World Cup to 48 teams, and we don't have to get out of that first round like we would have had to do previously and go straight into a knockout scenario, which we are obviously in, but 48 teams as opposed to 32 does make a big difference. But take nothing away from what has been a magnificently spirited performance by Bafana Bafana, and I really don't want to knock anybody. I really don't want to. And in a podcast that I did earlier on today, to give you an example, you know, the leading goal scorer in South African football still to this day is Benny McCarthy with just over 30 goals. Now, let's be perfectly honest. When you look at the likes of Messi, Mbappe, Neymar, Ronaldo, all of these names, they score hundreds of goals amongst them and between them. So when you look at South Africa's scoring ability and the fact that the top five players in South African goal scoring history, okay, to give you an example, Benny McCarthy, 31 goals, long time retired. Sean Bartlett, 28 goals, long time retired. Bernard Parker, 23 goals, long time retired. And Phil Masinga, 18 goals. Those are your top five. Where's the likes of the Fosters and others in our current scenario? But they've defended brilliantly. They've shown the typical South African courage to get to where they are. I openly said I didn't think they would get out of this round. I did believe they were in the group of death. And taking my heart out of it and looking at it from a journalistic point of view, South Korea were poor, and Czechia, the Czech Republic, former Czech, they were even more poor. Mexico played great football. They're clearly top of the group, 9 points. But that doesn't matter. When you look at the newspaper this morning or tonight or listen to my sports report, it's Bafana Bafana 1, Korean Republic 0, South Africa into the next round. And the best part of it all is that they come up against Canada, a team who we would generally think and confidently could beat. And it's not even in Canada. So the path for us has kind of opened up, and it's really given us an opportunity to genuinely stamp our authority and go past the round of 32, because we're now in a knockout scenario. And credit's got to go. I mean, we didn't know who he was unless you'd watched the Mexico World Cup and he played for Belgium. But who was Hugo Broos? Right. And look what he has done to this team. It's been fantastic. Yeah. It's been absolutely unbelievable what he's done.
Well, funny now, Lou, you mentioned Hugo Broos. I want to expand on that. What tactical or structural changes under Broos do you think have been most decisive in this turnaround?
So the formation that he plays, a lot of people will look at as being negative. He's also, remember, chosen 16 players from two clubs. So they know each other. They've played together. He likes that 5-3-2 format where he likes to defend deep and then try and catch on the counter, which is why we don't have that many goal scoring opportunities by virtue of the style that he's played. But let's remember, he's got us to a semifinal and a third place in the African Cup of Nations. He's got us through, no thanks to any problems of his own in terms of administration, into the World Cup, as well as getting us there. And now he's got us out of the group stage. And all credit must go to him. I think what he's done most or better than anybody else has been able to do, if you watch the unification that that team has, the way they unified around him, the joy at the end, and it wasn't just joy, we've won, we're going to the next round. It was genuine, deep down in your tummy kind of joy of a unified team who have been working together and striving for this very pinnacle. And I just hope, you know, we talk about, you've played your final in a semi-final. I just hope that we can go out there and now with less pressure on us in terms of getting out of a group and play with freedom against Canada on Sunday evening, which is at 9 o'clock, and we don't have to wake up as I did at 2:30 this morning and I'm nearly ready to go and have a lie down. We can get over it. And the other advantage, as I mentioned already, is we're playing them in LA. So we're not playing them in Canada, and there will be a lot of people who will be supporting Bafana Bafana in that game on Sunday evening. The neutrals, the Americans, will definitely be supporting Bafana Bafana. It's almost like a Hollywood story. I mean,
it is a fairy tale, you know, to use the common term in soccer terms.
Totally. And you know what? I'm critical of Bafana Bafana. I really am, and rightly so a lot of the time. And they deserve every single bit of credit for the performance they put up last night. In fact, their performances from the second half of the game against Czechia through the two halves last night have been absolutely brilliant.
I would
brilliant. Yeah. Their performance against Mexico was terrible. Mm-hmm. I can understand opening
stage,
of a World
stage,
Cup.
Stage fright, you could
time,
say, Louis.
Totally. Totally. And without knocking the referees, two dubious red cards. One that I cannot understand. And if I might just add something, Michael, and this is, again, knocking SAFA, and I'm going to knock them because they deserve to be knocked. You know that they withdrew the appeal for the red card, okay?
Okay,
obviously thinking to themselves, oh, well, we're not going to get past the knockout stages, so it's not really important for Tempestwani's. So they've withdrew the appeal, right? Now, Tebogo Mokoena has been suspended for 3 games. He can't play against Canada. You know, what reason would they withdraw an appeal? Even if you lose the appeal, at least you've tried, bearing in mind that you could, and Hugo Broos begged them to appeal, okay? So they announced their intention to appeal, and then they withdrew their intention to appeal. And here we go again. So they claim that it was decided by a single member panel without affording SAFA an opportunity to present their legal arguments, which is when the decision was made to upgrade the red card to 3-match suspension. And SAFA
throwing in the towel. Yeah.
Completely. They messed up with the yellow card, which could have cost us even going to the World Cup. And now they've taken away an opportunity. I mean, can you imagine how he's feeling this morning, Tebogo Mokoena, okay? he could have been the one that was what's the word I'm looking for? He could have been the one that was the decision maker for us not going. And Themba Zwane was handed a three-match suspension after that red card. It is excessively harsh compared to unpunished fouls in other matches. Lionel Messi should have been sent off, but that's the past. Appeal. So they turn it down. They turn it down. Now he's going to sit on the sidelines and watch, hoping that we beat Canada. And then I've been looking at the road. The next game after Canada could very well be the winner of Morocco versus the Netherlands.
And now, Morocco are looking football. Deadly. If I mean that in an effective way.
Yeah, exactly. And if they beat the Netherlands, which is quite possible, because remember, the Netherlands have got the worst record in World Cups. Three times they got to the final and never won it. Mm. You've got a scenario where I don't think for 1 second South Africa would have any qualms of playing another African side, whom they've played on numerous occasions in Cup of Nations and in friendlies and whatever. And they would then think, hello, now we're talking about, and I'm jumping ahead of you, we could be in the last eight of this World Cup. The path has opened up ironically for us by virtue of the other results. And having lost to Mexico is kind of like what's helped us in a way to finish second in the group.
Yeah, that kind of brilliant. Like lit fire under the team. And as you've mentioned, the last two games, the second half against Czechia and now the whole game against South Korea. It seems as if, yes, that was a complete wake-up call, and we've seen a real improvement there. But so looking beyond South Africa, Louis, very quickly, what have been some of the standout stories and surprises of the World Cup so far? Very quickly.
So, quickly, the opening surprises were the poor performances of Spain and Portugal in their opening matches. The amazing, for me, is basically the bobsleigh, the Jamaican bobsleigh team scenario with Cap Verde. I mean, I've been there. It's a beautiful little area with 500,000 people in total population, of them getting 2 points and could very well qualify going forward. And then you've got to say, and I know we've had this debate before, is it Messi or is it Ronaldo? For me, I've always said it's Ronaldo, and I'll add to that, scoring in 6 World Cups is outrageous. And then Messi breaking the record and scoring the most number of goals in a World Cup. Those two highlights stand out. A poor performance by England in their second game, but that's always how they go about it. And then Brazil going along rather quietly. Nobody's really giving them, too much hope in this tournament. No big hoo-ha around them, and they don't have necessarily all these magic players that Spain and Portugal and others have. Mm-hmm. And never count out Germany. Michael, they're always there and thereabouts in a World Cup, but it looks as though Argentina currently are the best on form as far as I'm concerned. Have they peaked too early? I don't know. The likes of the European teams always seem to get better and better. Spain looked magnificent in their last game, and as did Portugal. So we're heading for most probably 6 of the 8 sides coming into that last 8 are going to either be from Europe or South America.
A World Cup with a difference, Louis. Certainly, it's got a very different tempo to it. But Louis, I wish we could have continued this conversation, but thanks so much for joining us. And it's been great chatting to you once again, Louis Karpus, sports journalist, radio presenter, podcast host, talking to us about, I'm stumbling because we're celebrating. Remarkable day for us. Bafana Bafana, they've etched their names into the history books by reaching the FIFA World Cup knockout stages for the very first time. And whether this journey ends in the next round or continues even further, this team has reminded us what belief, resilience, and national pride can achieve. So the next chapter awaits against Canada. Just to recap, that match happening this coming Sunday at 9 o'clock at night, and you can be sure an entire nation will be watching. Louis, thanks again for joining us.